Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him, to set our feet on that rock which will never move. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. Delighted to have with me again today my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. And we've been talking about
perfection and the struggle for holiness. In Galatians, Paul asks the Galatians, "Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard?" He's trying to remind them that it was by the grace of God that they found faith in Christ. It was a gift, and it is not our works that are going to get us into heaven. Paul wanted the Galatians to see that it was not physical or superficial laws that would make them sanctified, but it was the work of Christ in them. And let me just read Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. "Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law," which is, of course, what the Pharisees were trying to do, "but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Since by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." And then he later on says, it's faith working through love that is the evidence and the manifestation that we are truly His children. So He gives us the faith, and by our depending upon His power to do His good works, we are manifesting the love of God in us and through us, and we're doing the good works that He wants us to do. So yes, we're striving with our whole being, as you said, Paul said he was striving to see the image of Christ being born in them.
And he was striving with all the strength God gives me, he said.
And if we could understand as Christians that He's giving us that strength, everything we have is a gift. And so if I'm doing a good work, to praise Him and thank Him for the empowerment to do that good work and not to try to bring glory to ourselves. For many years, I really wanted to see that I was doing it. I was able to do this because, of course, I'd had such a wonderful background. I should be able to be perfect.
So you were depending on your heritage.
Yes.
As though that had anything to do with it. Your human heritage, of course,
right.
We can be very grateful if we've had a godly heritage, but that's not going to get us into heaven.
It is a gift, and I am thankful for the background I've had. Even such a thing as the humiliation that a mother goes through in having her first baby. I had had many experiences seeing babies born in Ecuador when we lived with the Indians. So when I was about to have my first baby, I went to the childbirth education classes, and I thought, this is going to be so easy because I've seen this happen. I'm not going to have the pain and the trial that they say you have to be ready for. I was very proud. And I was very proud of my good, healthy, strong body. The Lord allowed me to be humiliated through the process of labor and delivery. And He showed me how much I needed His strength and the gift of my mother and my husband helping me go through that labor. It was a very long, drawn-out, hard labor. And I learned a lesson from that I needed Him. I couldn't do it in my own strength. And that has applied over the years to many different things that I have attempted in my own strength. But I'm beginning to more and more be joyful and to rest in this newfound freedom of living by this principle that it's His grace in me helping me to raise the children for His glory. It's not because I should be more organized, I should be more smart, I should be able to be more disciplined and consistent. And again, I think of the verse, it's in our weakness that His power is made perfect. He wants my children to see my weakness so that they can see that it's God's power and God's grace that will get any of them living for Him. And it's not because their mother did it perfectly that they have anything to be proud of. And we have nothing to boast of except in the cross of Christ.
God is so has so arranged things that human beings are free to choose to disobey Him. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is one of the most staggering facts about the nature of God. He created a world that obeys Him. The tides obey Him. The mm-hmm. winds obey Him. The animals obey Him. The clams and the giraffes and the hippopotamuses and the microbes do exactly what God made them to do. But He created at least two orders of being that we know of, angels and human beings, with the power to say, no, I will not obey you. And to me, His omnipotence is crowned in His creating a creature capable of defying Him.
Mm-hmm.
So when we voluntarily say, I want to live a holy life, Lord, when we voluntarily receive Jesus Christ, then we become a new creature. And in 1 John, the second chapter, third verse, says, we know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commands. The man who says, I know Him, but does not do what He commands, is a liar. So this is a clear indication that we have the responsibility to choose to obey or to disobey. And the evidence that we have become new creatures, that we are now saved and are in the process of sanctification, will be our desire to obey His commands. That is the test. And as I've said so many times, the only truly valid test of our love for God is not singing about it or writing poetry about it or praying about it. The truly valid test is obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience is the opener of eyes. And as we begin to obey in one little thing, then God leads us on
to understand
further along the path of obedience.
Do you think that the more we grow in holiness, the more He sanctifies us, the more we are made aware of our sinfulness and our need
absolutely.
Of Him?
Absolutely. There's an old hymn that says, every virtue we possess and every victory won and every thought of holiness is His alone. And there's another one that is in the back of my mind. They who fain would serve Him best are conscious most of wrong within. Mm-hmm. And I feel that all these years, most of the years of my life, I've known Jesus Christ, I mean, as long as I can remember. The older I get and the more earnest I am about becoming like Jesus Christ and being sanctified, the more hideous my sins appear to me to be and the more they seem to multiply. But I don't get discouraged by that, because I know that ultimately it's only my Savior that's going to get me into heaven.
That comforts me to know that holiness is growth in seeing His holiness and seeing our sinfulness. The more we look at His face, the more we will see things from His perspective, and He will show us how self-centered and proud we are. But it comforts me to know that that's His process of making us holy, to show us our sinfulness, to make us more alert and sensitive to the Holy Spirit's still small voice. I think for many years that I thought there were steps to perfection in this life. And I thought if I could get, for example, the consistency in reading the Bible down so that I read the Bible every day, then I could check that off and say, I have become perfect in that area. God wants to reshuffle our categories, as you've said many times, and say, no, I'm in charge of what you're going to be able to do as you grow. And you may have more and more days when you're 42 when you won't be able to read the Bible at all on because of health reasons or whatever reasons he allows. And so I guess since our study, my husband's in my study of Galatians, I have been given more freedom to love my children and more rest in God's grace than I had for 15 years of raising them. I feel like I love them so much more now because I understand God is ultimately responsible using me to help them to love Him.
I do want to remind our listeners of that marvelous book, Stepping Heavenward. You just used the expression, Steps to Perfection. Mm-hmm. And all of these evidences of obedience in our lives ought to be, indeed, steps to perfection, steps toward holiness. Mm-hmm. And that book, Stepping Heavenward, covers almost everything that can happen in an ordinary human mm-hmm. being's life. Mm-hmm. All the ways in which our wills are crossed, our hopes are disappointed, things that happen that don't turn out the way we want them to be, and our constant recognition of the fact that we did not succeed in any task in making it perfect, but they are steps heavenward, and that should encourage us. Mm-hmm. If we really want to please the Lord, He is going to help us to do that. He's going to enable us to do that. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3, there is no question of our being qualified in ourselves. We cannot claim anything as our own. The qualification comes from God.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.